You're tuned in to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
And swing big on your next MLB parlay by using today's Parlay Boost token to score a bigger payout if your baseball parlay hits. Make it legendary with BetMGM. Download the BetMGM app and please gamble responsibly. And if you missed any of the wagertainment on today's show, all you've got to do is search You Bet wherever you find your podcasts, Odyssey app, Spotify, Apple, iHeart, wherever. Just search You Bet and subscribe and leave a 5-star review and write something nice if you'd be so kind. Search You Bet wherever you find your podcasts. Two tremendous guests on the show today. Sam Paniadovich, our teammate on the BetMGM Network, thanks to Sam, and the great Patrick McEnroe of ESPN, who will literally be calling the Alcaraz-Bocelli match coming up 20 minutes from now on ESPN. So thanks to them. Our executive producer, Bill Zimmerman, tactical director, Tyler Morales, our engineer, Jake the Snake Hassan, our video producer, God's Perfect Creation, downtown, Mike Brown. We'll get to Brad Evans in just a second here, the co-host of BetMGM Tonight. Just want to finish my gotta have it, and then Brad's going to give us a couple of his must-haves for fantasy football this year, and I'll be quick here. Two tight ends that I like this year. We're going later than I think a lot of people are willing to draft tight ends. Number one, in like the mid-round range, would be Tucker Kraft of the Green Bay Packers, who I think has iced Luke Musgrave, and I think he's their number one tight end. Scored 7 touchdowns last year, big play tight end, in an offense where I think Green Bay is moving past like the Jaden Reeds and the Christian Watsons and the Dontavian Wicks of the world. I think it's going to be Matthew Golden and Tucker Kraft as the lead dogs in this offense, at least until Watson gets back off PUP, and then we'll see. But I love me some Tucker Kraft. And then a late round dart throw at tight ends. And you need some things to happen in order for this to hit. Browns rookie tight end Harold Fannin. And I'm way late on this one. A lot of really smart, honestly smarter analysts than me have been on this for longer than I have. His usage in the preseason has been fascinating, where the Browns are playing him and Njoku on the field at the same time. So in lieu of like 3 receiver sets where it's Judy, Tillman, and like Jamari Thrash, it's Judy, Tillman, Njoku, and Harold Fannin. So I think not as your starting tight end, but if you're going to draft 2, I think Harold Fannin is a guy that makes a lot of sense at the ends of drafts, and he's going to go way later than other rookie tight ends like Colston Loveland, like Tyler Warren, even Mason Taylor of the New York Jets. Joining us right now is the co-host of BetMGM Tonight, alongside our friend Ryan Horvat, the great Brad Evans on Twitter at Noisy Huevos, and he looks freshly shaven. The dome, of course. Welcome back to the show, Brad. How's it going, my friend? Happy Wednesday.
Hola, amigo! And yes, I'm feeling ultra aerodynamic at the moment.
Oh, you are, my friend. And at your website, thegamingjuice.com, which we encourage all our listeners and viewers to check out, great fantasy football and just sports and sports betting content. Brad, you recently published a list of fantasy football must-haves for this year. And I know you talk about that on the show with Ryan, and people should be checking out BetMGM Tonight. Weeknights here, following us every weeknight on the BetMGM Network, 7 to 11 p.m. Eastern. Brad, give me a couple, if you'd be so kind. Maybe a running back and a receiver. Your must-haves this year in fantasy football.
Well, first and foremost, and this is a dead giveaway because I went to a certain institution in Central Illinois called the ILL, and I'm getting down with my dude Chris, not Chris Brown, but Chase Brown of the Cincinnati Bengals, a guy that I think is going to shimmy and shake all over the field this season with the most electric, if not the most dynamite offense in the entirety of the NFL. Brown had a really nice advanced analytics profile last season. He was top 20, total of his tackles, forced tackles. Top 20 yards after contact per attempt. He has no competition. Probably going to see upwards of 80-85% of the opportunity share on a team that is going to live inside the red zone. So I say at a minimum, we're talking like 1,300 to 1,600 combined yards. I think he's got a chance to score 12 to 15 total touchdowns. I think, Nick, he is in the conversation to finish the year as the RB1 of ones. And obviously, he has been rising with a flaming arrow. Was once a like fourth-round pick about a month ago in fantasy drafts. Now you got to spend mid-round 2 capital to acquire his services. But if I'm at the turn in a 12-team league at the end of round 1, yeah, get down. Well, my boy Chase Brown, going to be a banner campaign in the Queen City.
I I love that, man. And I like Chase Brown a lot also. It's funny because I was talking about that I like Drake London and Brian Thomas Jr. as receivers to draft at the turn and maybe pair with a running back. The guy that I said was Derrick Henry or even Devon Achane if you get some positive injury news about him. But I think Chase Brown is a better choice. Maybe than all of them. I love that call on Chase Brown. Give me a receiver, Brad. That's a must-have, a gotta-have-it for you this fantasy football season.
Especially the ADP right now, which is wide receiver 41 in drafts conducted over the last 7 days, right around pick number 80 overall. And I know you're on this guy like I am. I'm holding a golden ticket in Green Bay, baby. Matthew Golden, the rookie out of Matthew McConaughey. All right. I think he's going to sprint his way to some beastly numbers. Ran a 4.29 40-yard dash at the combine. He can run inside routes very cleanly, can beat you outside as well. He's made a couple of big plays in the preseason with Malik Willis and not Jordan Love on the field, who's been nursing that thumb setback, but he's going to be good to go in week one. Jordan Love actually described him as, quote, a stud, end quote. So listen to the guy that's going to be trolling in the pigskin. I think Matthew Golden is going to go for a minimum of 70 catches, 1,000 yards, and 6 to 8 touchdowns this year. Again, you're getting me at a wide receiver 3 price. I think he's going to churn out a borderline WR2, WR3 line when it's all said and done. And I'll tack on a little extra bonus time. You would have bet on him to get to 1,000 yards right now. It's plus 370, please, and thank you.
Love it, Brad. What do the people have to look forward to coming up on BetMGM tonight?
All kinds of fantasy football talk. We got the second biggest draft weekend of the season on the immediate horizon. We're going to be talking some... What's that?
What's the biggest?
Last weekend. Always.
Really?
The second.
I think this is the biggest weekend.
Always. This is not the biggest weekend. It's the second biggest by the Yahoo metrics, and I worked there for nearly 15 years, but it's really close. A lot of people, of course, wait till the 11th hour, and that's really the shrewd and smart move, given all the injuries, the suspension news with the Rashee Rice stuff that came down the chute. So we're going to be talking about Rice. What does that mean for fantasy football? What does it mean for the sports betting market as well? We're going to talk some consistency kings from last season. Will that carry over into this NFL season for fantasy? We're bringing out the bank barometer, talking about backup running backs, the likes of Jaden Blue, Braylon Allen, Najee Harris. We're doing boom, bust, and bank as well at wide receiver. And two, Jay Gruden's going to be joining us, and also Alex Golden to break down more of what's going on in KC. So a locked, a loaded, an action-packed show for the fantasy football masses and you gamblers out there as well.
Give me like 20. I'm sorry. I know I'm keeping you a long time here, but you got a lot of good info. Give me like 20 seconds if you'd be so kind. I said in the last segment, I'm not scared of the Rashee Rice suspension. I'm still drafting him this year. Where do you come down on Rashee Rice now with this news for people that are drafting tonight?
Depends entirely upon the price point, right? I saw a couple of people done some drafts here last about 4 or 5 hours since the news came down, and you're getting round six turn. I think round six is fair. That would be about the point that I would entertain his services, and it was also contingent on what your league size is. If it's 10 or 12 teams, you're probably going to have a deep bench, so you can ride the wave of that absence arise, and when he comes back in week 7, it's going to be all systems go. I mean, he was a monster last year, particularly after the catch. Great rhythm and flow that he established with Patty Mahomes. So round 6 at a 12-team draft feels like the right price. But I wouldn't extend the go-go gadget arm and get him much earlier.
Brad, appreciate it, buddy. Have a great show tonight. We'll catch up with you tomorrow.
Eric Lauer over 15 and a half outs at plus 115. I'm out.
I thought you were done with baseball. What happened? You still in?
I'm a liar.
All right. That's okay. We all are. Am I lying? No. I'm telling the truth. All right. Time to get to all our bets for tonight, which means we need our friend Jake the Snake. Jake the Snake, kindly drop, sir, the dope-ass beat. Our show is sponsored today and always by BetMGM. Make it legendary by downloading the BetMGM app and visiting BetMGM.com. And if you're going to be betting Major League Baseball tonight, swing big on your next parlay by using the Parlay Boost token to score a bigger payout if the bet hits. Please gamble responsibly. All right, look, I've been honest with people on the show. I'm passing on baseball basically until the playoffs start. Tomorrow, we'll have a bunch of college football bets locked and loaded for Thursday and Friday. I'm just going to do a community baseball bet with whatever the crew likes tonight. Let's bring our friend Jake the Snake Asan on. Jake, our stud baseball handicapper here on You Better You Bet. Then we'll get Tyler on the show. Jake, it's good to see you. Great job on the board today. Jake is emerging as like the number one member of our crew. Jake, what are some of your favorite baseball bets for tonight on this Wednesday?
First, I will start with a total bases prop. Bo Bichette over 1.5 total bases. He's literally hitting over 500 over the last week. And more importantly, Simeon Woods Richardson absolutely stinks. I'm going to back a rookie pitcher, Nolan McLean. Not related to Mr. Clean, pitches for the Mets tonight. I'm going to go over 5.5 Ks at plus money. He went 7-8 in his first two starts. Big division matchup against the Phillies. I think he gets up for that one. I'm going to take the Diamondbacks. First three team total under a half a run. The Brewers are throwing a bullpen game. They're starting with Aaron Ashby, who's a reformed starter. He's been awesome. He's been nails in the bullpen. So I think they're just going to throw a bunch of different guys at the Diamondbacks. I'll take the team total first three under. And I promised it before the game. I have a banger home run and NFL awards parlay that I'm going to throw out there. Corey Seager's been unbelievable. He's one of the best power hitters in all of baseball. Jack Okanowitz gives up a ton of home runs, especially on the road. So I'll take Corey Seager to hit a home run 3-1. And I'm going to pair it with Jonathan Grenard of the Minnesota Vikings to win Defensive Player of the Year. 343-1 for those interested.
Oh, great. Sam likes that. Likes Grenard, right? He's been talking about that.
Yes, that is the only reason that I threw him in there, because Sam likes him a lot.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Tyler Morales is with us. Tyler is number one in my heart, but honestly, performance, I'm not sure if Tyler is past Jake at this point. But Tyler, congratulations on the Tommy Fleetwood hit this past weekend, Mr. 340. What are you betting tonight, my friend, in about 30 seconds?
Kind of in the same vein as Jake here. I like the first five under in the Phillies-Mets game. McLean's off 4.5. McLean's awesome. Taiwan Walker, 2.51 ERA the last month. This has come out of nowhere. He was a disaster for about 1.5 years. He's pitching well in the bullpens on both these teams or just giving up runs like crazy. So Mets-Phillies under 4.5.
Is that the community bet? Is the first five under in Mets-Phillies?
I like it.
Let's do it. All right, I'm going to bet it as soon as we get off the air. All right, thanks to Tyler, thanks to Jake, thanks to Bill, thanks to Downtown Mike Brown, and thanks to you for checking out today's show. I'm back tomorrow with a 3-hour solo edition of You Better You Bet. PJ's back at 3 o'clock Eastern on Thursday. And until then, dear listener and dear viewer, I'm Nick Costos wishing you minimal sweats, winning bets, the absolute very best of luck.
Thanks for listening to You Better You Bet. Up next, it's BetMGM Tonight on the BetMGM Network.